Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Welcome. It is hump day, and tonight on TM Hyman Radio Live, we are talking with we're talking about young businessmen in the industry, and we also have a special guest this evening, Trayvon, and of course we'll get into that, you know, on the other side of this. But welcome. It's a new day. I love you guys. On the other side of this.
It don't take much strength to pull a trigger, but try and get up every morning, day after day, and work for a living. Let's see him try that. Then we'll see who's the real tough guy. The working man is a tough guy.
Party people say.
And thinking about the old me, when I was feeling like little light and old me. But now I ride on subconscious. I'm getting bread while I look to my accomplishments. Only one like I have a problem with is myself. That's probably why my only competition is myself. From today to tomorrow, the doctor just rock to the same drum. The past, so I ain't forgot where I came from. I got the club rocking, I got the girl jockeying, me and Phil still in the we going the distance. Don't you party people, come on.
Church floor, break it, better or push the dough on the liquor store, see where it gets you. For me, I got to be on top. I said, me, I got to be on top. I got the street on lock. I'm an automatic pilot. Ain't nobody stopping me. Growing up in poverty, ain't feel my heart, but lost me. Right out on high, I jump to get them off of me. I'm a leader. Look to see the natural born boss of me. They're from Bel Air, I'm from the bottom. Soon as I spot them, I get the drop and I got them. I cock my beef and they got them. It's dinner time when the nine come out. It's off with the chain, off with the brain, move, brain, off with the brain. I said I'd get rich or die trying. I did it, good luck, sucker, trying to stop my shine. Nothing matters but the music, music my first love. With paper chasing, I'm always coming in first, cuz I'm built for it, see I'm better under pressure. I react like a maniac when I'm coming to get you. I got to win, him watching, Dre watching, my son watching. That losing ain't an option, I'm sharp, I'm on point. Stay from my ballpoint, throwing out my pain. I'm back on my A game, I'm focused. For me, this is just another victory to be accepted. I'm stronger than the ops now, mentally.
How do people say?
Everybody, it's Tam Hyman Radio Live. I am Madam Boston, and before we go any further, we have, I don't think she's in Plant City now. I think she's in our hometown, but we'll let her tell you.
Hot chocolate on the scene. Happy Hump Day Wednesday to everyone. And yes, I am still in my hometown of Norfolk, Virginia. VA Stand Up. It's going to be an all VA show tonight. We got a special guest from Virginia, and we're really excited to talk to him tonight. So I'm definitely ready to do that.
Yes, I am too. And so like I was telling you guys, we have a special guest this evening, Trayvon. He's going to be sharing some new music with us. I'm going to rock that after, you know, of course, after we get to know him and he introduces himself to the world. So with no further ado, Mr. Trayvon, introduce yourself to the world and welcome to TM Hyman Radio Live.
Can you hear me?
Yes, hear you just fine. How you doing?
Great, great. I'm good. How are you?
I am doing well. I'm doing well.
Trayvon, welcome, welcome.
Thank you, thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
The VA Phenom.
Yeah.
Well, tell the world who you are.
Well, I'm Trayvon. I'm 16 years old, and I'm a singer, performer, songwriter.
A fantastic singer, as you will see here shortly, everyone.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So my question to you, and I'm sure that you get this a lot, of course we want to know your story first, so let me ask you that first. How did you get started, and what started you on the path to being the R&B phenom that you are today?
Well, about at the age of 13 is where I realized that I had a vocal ability or a talent to sing, and since then I've just been singing. I've just been doing shows. I've decided that this is what I wanted to do, if that makes sense, that I wanted to pursue a career in music and in singing. And for me to be 16 years old, it's been about 3 years now that I've been doing it, and it feels good. It feels right. I know I want to do this.
So where was your first serious singing gig? Was it church? Was it...
Well, as a kid, or as in 13, I did a lot of church events. I did a few shows. So I guess it could be either or. You know, I did a few church things and I did a few shows. So either or.
Okay. Well, all right. So, like, I was reading over your bio, okay, because, mm-hmm. you've already told us, but you do sound a little, you know, young. But you don't sound mm-hmm. as young as, because I listen to the music. I actually like your music, and I am a I'm a critic of music, so I was I really liked it, and I wanted to know, like, okay, so is your mom your manager?
Yes, she is.
Okay, so how does that dynamic work? You know, does she have, like, where the mom had some time more so or is she more manager?
Well, you know, you gotta create a bond, you know, and I feel like me and my mother have that type of bond, and being a mother and being a manager, it can be pretty complicated, but I feel like,
right,
you know, we have that type of relationship where we can be we can be manager and client as well as mother and son, you know. I feel like
right,
there has to be a relationship, and I feel like we have that type of relationship, even through the manager side and through the blood, sweat, and tears that has to do with my career, you know, she can still put that to the side and actually be my mom. And I'm
right,
very grateful.
Yeah.
Which is
right,
very
and that's
important.
Why I asked that question, because, you know, it sometimes it is, you know, a lot of people don't know how hard it is to,
right,
you know, be a parent and a manager and be
right,
able to, you know, balance the two. So
right.
Yeah.
Right. So how does your mom feel about all of the attention that you're getting from the young ladies now? Because I know that can be difficult to manage as well.
Well, you know, she always makes sure that I'm on the right path and that my head is always straight. So, you know, ladies will come. But as for right now, I'm trying to remain focused on my music. And
are you behaving, Trayvon? That's what we need to know.
Course,
you're behaving.
Of course.
Okay. That's good.
I'm always behaving.
That's what we want to know. Exactly. So, how do you deal with comparisons? Because I enjoy your music as well. Let me say that. And I think that you have a very rich, soulful sound. But your comparison to me would be kind of a Chris Brown. Do you get
right,
that comparison a lot?
Yes, I do get that comparison a lot. And, you know, it's quite a compliment being compared to famous artists, and it's very complimentary.
Yeah.
I like it.
Cause he has
especially
a beautiful
one that's from Virginia as well.
Right.
Exactly. And, like, not far away either. Because I was going to say, like, when I listen to this song that I'm about to drop, Rock With Me, it put me in the mind of influence like Mario, Chris Brown type feel. But I don't want to, you know, give people any labels, you know, to label it with. We're going to go ahead and jump into it right now. If you want to go ahead and introduce your
introduce
song.
Introduce it, sure.
Okay, sure. Well, this next song you're about to hear is my very own single, Rock With Me, and I hope you all enjoy it. It's a very nice record.
All right.
Trayvon. That's
TM
right. TM Hyman Radio Live. We'll be right back. We did that in unison.
Yeah.
Talk, welcome back. That was a new song from Trayvon, Rock With Me. And I want to correct myself because I said heard here first and actually maybe heard here worldwide first.
Absolutely.
But Trayvon has actually had some radio play, haven't you, Trayvon?
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I caught myself like, while I'm playing, and I'm like, "That's I know I read something different."
Yeah, he's
so, yeah,
not
I
new to this.
Yeah. So I like that song. So
yeah,
thank you.
Do
you write your own material, or are you just a performing artist? How is that working?
Well, for that particular song, I co-wrote it from Social Music Group, and between that song and my other few singles, I've just been kind of co-writing with that group.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right, and there's nothing wrong with that because a lot of artists, you know, just perform other people's music. So that's why I asked that, you know, because not only do we try to push new artists, we also try to inform, you know, our listeners and the artists that, you know, come on to the show. So, you know, that's the perspective of the questions, you know, that I, you know, want to pose to you.
Okay.
Now, I know that you're feeling this, you know, you're doing R&B. Do you see yourself, because I know I also read that you wanted to be an actor as well. So, like, do you already have a plan in place or is that just a future goal?
Well, you know, I want to always feel like, Being in the music business, you can't stop there. You know, I can see myself expanding, and I can see myself doing things other than singing. You know, of course, singing comes first, but then I can see myself acting. You know, I can see myself being on a TV show, being on a series. You know, it doesn't stop there. You got a very creative imagination. I want to go far.
Hey, that's what you got to shoot for, the stars are past it, right?
Right.
Yes. Oh, and before we go any further, I think we have our other co-host on with us, Mr. Sabian James.
Yo, what up?
Yes, welcome, sir.
What's happening with you? Pardon me for being a little less than on time. I communicated with the rest of the guys that I'm up in New York right now, so it's kind of difficult to find a quiet spot around these neck of the woods. So
you gotta stay on the move.
Yeah, you know how that goes. Gotta keep clean and refresh, you know?
Yeah, exactly. So, Trayvon, let me ask you this. We only have two of your tracks to play tonight. Do you already have an album or are you just gonna do singles for right now?
Yes, I have an album entitled Dreams, and it released on March
26th. Oh. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yes.
You released that through iTunes?
Say that again?
Did you release that through iTunes?
Yes, released on iTunes.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I want to get into this other track that you have. Now, this is more of a love song, so this is going to be a little different than the last song. So, and then we're going to get into some of the. Yeah, I think we have another caller, and go ahead and introduce this song right here.
Okay. Well, this next song is called "Love Once Again," co-written by myself, and it's like you said, a very like mid-tempo love song, and personally, I think it's very nice. So,
okay. And we're going to see if everybody else agrees. I agree. And I think our co-host agrees. Well, no. We'll see.
I do too.
Yeah, thanks.
I got to hear it.
Right. We got to see. Mm-hmm. All right.
You'll like it, babe. Trust me. You'll like it.
On the other side.
I used to think that you love would it easy for me, yeah. What would I do so they say. Love comes and goes, I know the way. The way real love goes. Love is like a moment. It will come to tear you down. Never has a reason to make your heart feel.
Hyman Radio Live. We are back, and that was Love Once Again by our special guest tonight, Trayvon. I am your girl, Hot Chocolate. He is Save James, and she is Madam CeeLo Boston. The General T.M. Hyman is out enjoying his mother's birthday, helping her celebrate. So happy birthday, Mama Hyman.
Yeah,
we love you.
Salute.
Yes, but back to our special guest, Trayvon. I love that song. That is so, such a nice ballad.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
So, being that you're not new, I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Just
not there. Finish your comment.
Where does a young man get that type of love feeling from?
That was
going to be my question.
You're deep,
young
man. You're deep.
Well,
Kenny,
like,
well,
like
well, I feel like being a teenager, you know, a young guy, that's where your emotion truly comes from. Just being young and experiencing love for the first time.
Do people tell you that you have an old soul?
You got your heart broke yet, son?
No, I didn't get my heart broke.
Hey, you ain't graduate till you get there, homie. Trust me.
Right. There you go.
Right.
He's guarding his heart. So you do that.
Guard
you
on,
be
brother.
Smart and guard your heart. Don't just give it away to anyone. Right. You know, your heart is special.
That's right.
So being that you're not new to the music industry, are you currently touring? I know you're 16, so school is getting ready to be out. Do you have a tour schedule or any plans coming up?
No, I don't have any tours as of this moment, possibly in the future, but as of right now, no. Right now, it's just work, studio, practicing, and preparing for upcoming events.
Okay.
So, like, how do you handle this school thing with this, you know, when you being on the verge of stardom, you know, how do you handle, you got like, you know, seniors that's groupies or whatever like that, or,
freshmen
in college that's locals and stuff that heard of you or whatever, trying to get at you or whatever, man, how'd
that
look?
Groupies to the 16-year-old?
I said seniors. Might be some seniors.
Yeah.
Maybe not one of them. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you know. Well, you know, I always keep school as my number one priority because, you know, school comes first, regardless.
All right, you gave the politically correct answer. Now, keep it funky, son. You got these seniors that's knocking at your door, right? Don't front.
Don't keep it too funky because, remember, your mother is your manager.
Yeah,
I'm sure that she's somewhere close.
I'm trying to get him in trouble a little bit.
You are. You are. Don't get that young man in trouble.
Tour, nigga. You grounded. You can't go on tour.
Not get him in trouble. Okay, so Trayvon, tell us how we can contact you, and if you are available for bookings, how we can contact you for that as well.
Okay, well, you can contact me on Facebook under Trayvon's Music, as well as Twitter and Instagram under Trayvon's Music.
Okay,
and for bookings, you can. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
It sounds a little bit. Okay, well, I said you can contact me through Facebook as well as Twitter and Instagram under Trayvon's Music and SoundCloud as well. My YouTube information is Trayvon's Music, and my official website is TrayvonsMusic.com. And you can also check out my album, Title Dreams, under iTunes.
And Trayvon is spelled T like Tom, R-E, apostrophe, V like Victor, O, N as in Nancy.
Right, V-O-N.
You want to make sure that we get that right. Okay, yes. So is there anybody that you want to shout out before we go?
Well, I would like to shout out one of my best friends, Sam. I would like to shout out another friend, Jay. And I would like to shout out my mother, and as well as my team.
Is Jay your manager, Jay, or your other business partner, Jay Ski?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, shout out Jay Ski. He's actually my friend on Twitter, and he is how this whole interview originated. So big up and thanks to him.
Yes.
And I'm going to rock the Rock With Me song again before we let you get out of here. Now, you're welcome to hang out for the rest of the show because we are on till 10.
That's right.
But I'm going to go ahead and drop this Rock With Me.
In true TM Hyman fashion, before you rock that, why are we doing that? Because we can.
You can
do that.
No rules.
Now, girl, I see you across the room. Yeah.
Yeah, 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 and we're back, TM Hyman Radio Live. She is the Madam CeeLo Boston, and we are flying solo right now with the brother man, Trayvon. That was his joint, rock with me, rock with you, rock with us, just rock out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's 9:33. I'm up top in New York. The city of Mount Vernon is checking in right now. And we still got the young man on it. We talking about young entrepreneurs in the business world. I got a question to you, bro. Is he still hanging out with us, right, for a little while?
Yeah, he's still on with us.
Okay, now check this out. I got a question. You was talking about, you're trying to get into some acting endeavors. Like, I got a question. Now, a lot of people, when they normally try out for acting roles, a lot of times they get bunched into a typecast type group. You know, like, for instance, 50 Cent, whenever he acts, he's always some gangster, some kind of drug dealer because of the nature of his rhymes or whatever like that. He tries to play, like, you know, astute roles, but it just doesn't unfold properly, it seems like. So what would you think your typecast would be, or how much range do you think you really have? Not really have, but you think that it is, you know, that you can act as?
I feel like the more I practice at it, the better I get it, you know? I can picture myself, as far as on any show, just being my ordinary self, just being that outgoing type, laid-back type show type kid, you know?
Okay. So, like, could you see yourself, like, either, like, a Steven Spielberg movie or a Ice Cube movie?
I guess it could be both, you know. I'll probably try my best to remain flexible towards both, you know. And with practicing, you know, I feel like I would be able to get it down in any type of movie.
Right, right.
In any kind of role?
Yeah, I feel like with practice, you know, playing a role.
I could dig it.
Yeah.
It was just the strength you said that with, saying he was like any kind of role.
I'm just, you know, I hey, man, I like to poke and pry a little bit. Man, I don't mind.
Yeah,
that's what I do.
Right.
Yeah. Cool.
You made that was funny. Look, so, what advice would you give Trayvon to the generation that's actually coming under you? Because you're actually the next music generation. So, what advice would you give to other young entrepreneurs and artists coming up?
For anybody that wants to pursue any type of career or goal, you know, the sky's the limit. You can do whatever you want, whenever you want. So God wouldn't have gave you a talent if you wouldn't have had anything you needed to fulfill it. So, you know, with that, I feel like you can do anything you want as long as you remain focused and keep your mind to it, for anybody.
Oh, my goodness.
When did you feel like you saw your calling for this, though? If they didn't ask that already, because you're not late to the party, you know what I'm saying? You know, sometimes people have that aha moment, or the light bulb comes on. Well, when was that for you?
It would have to be back when I was 13, 14. You know, like I said, I was doing shows and I was just kind of lost at one point in time. But then it just came to me, like, this is really what I want to do. And, you know, being 13, you know, you're young, your options are open. But at a young age, you know, I felt like this is what I want to do. I feel like God called me to do it at the age of 13, 14.
Okay. That's what's up. So if it's not singing, so if it's not singing, we're not going to, like, put any damper on that spirit or whatever. But if it wasn't singing, what is it that you think you're, you know, you'd be shooting for to make a living off of?
Right. Well, you know, I plan to study music. So even if singing wasn't, you know, not necessarily something that I didn't end up doing in the future, but if I could have a backup, you know, I feel like I would always be interested in music, even if it's being a lawyer that's dealing with producing or music, or even being a producer or a songwriter. You know, I just feel like the options are unlimited. You can do
because if you have an ear for music, then, you know, singing doesn't have to be where you should stop at.
Well, look, we're going to go ahead and take a pause for the calls, and then we're going to jump into some music. And we will be back with our special guest, Trayvon. Again, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Yeah, Andy.
Oh, it's a
pleasure. Wild Dream. See you on the radio. Talk.
I've been trying to show you something without a different approach. Try to give me your heart, try to get you the globe. How the world, baby girl, live it up. You deserve every time she catch feelings. She go throw away the gloves. We go together, break up. We go together, break up. Ain't this an insecure bitch? Meaning we love to make up. When we good, started, we on there, make love. But if I call you out your name, I bet you ready to. You say you ready, you ain't ready enough. Cause when it's all right in your lap, you be ready to get up. This is her, this is her, this is it. Sabotage love, trying to fit. She the one, she got cold feet, my love will be the sun, get it down. This is her, this is it, sabotage love, tryna fit. She the shit, she the one, she got cold feet, my love will be the sun, get it down.
Yes, I am feeling this deep down in my heart. I'm feeling like I never wanna be apart. But just when it gets good, she's gone.
when you love. I got a paper plane, it's propelling my buzz. I'm trying to make a way, she never called back. She trying to fall back, she say I'm all that. She only love me when I be ignored. When I be throwing it on, the shawty brushing me off. I swear, I kinda feel like she's slightly bizarre. Sabotage all the time, having me avatar. Blue ball, who fought mine only cause it's take around. She leave before the sun, believe me, something to think about. Yeah, and this is something to think about. Why people want you single every time that you got a spout. It make it hard to be faithful, knowing I can go wherever and get 8 more. 10 more, depending on where I lay gone. Fuck it, I got a few more now that my hair long. It's weird, shorty, you're weird, showing me dead wrong. You gone, it's a good thing, and I'm bitter alone. Shit ain't better alone. I get it once, I bet you keep coming back for more. 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 Keep coming back for more.
My girl likes to stop it.
Sabotage, love, counterfeit. She the shit, she the one. She need now, she ain't never needed love. Let her go, let her leave. This is something that can never ever be. Set her heart in a cage. Cause if you never love, you can never hate. Marinate, Work, 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 work.
Welcome, welcome back. What up? TM High Radio Live. Say.
Yep.
We are rocking Hump Day Wednesday. We have a young entrepreneur on with us who has shared with us his aspirations of not just being, you know, a singer, but also being an actor. And possibly more, I'm quite sure. You know, as you go through your processes, you know, you'll figure out exactly what you want to do. Now, let me ask you, being a young artist, what's the most difficult thing that you come across being a young artist?
Being a young artist?
Yeah.
I would have to say just being myself, you know, being an artist, pointing in quite a few directions, which, you know, a problem that I would face personally is probably just having to be myself and just find out who Trayvon really is.
Right. Well, I mean, and I'm going to tell you this right now, just for me being an old lady, right? But the fact that, like, you're going to be a different type of you so many times in life. So, like,
right.
Who you are now, definitely not who you're going to be in 5 years, you know.
Yeah.
It changes, you know. And I would definitely give the advice of don't just put limits on yourself as far as, like, you know, it's good to make the 10-year plan, but don't lock yourself into that 10-year plan. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because things don't happen overnight.
Yeah, because these are the formative years for you, homie. So it's like this is where your essentials and your core values are going to be established and formulated. But it's going to be put to the test, and it's going to be really weighed in the balance as these more adult experiences start rearing its head. You know what I mean? So it's good to find, like you said, to you know, find out who you are to yourself and to the rest of the world and everything. Now, a lot of people, because the thing is, you got to realize, man, people still 30-some years old still don't know who they are. You know what I mean?
Exactly. That's why I said that.
You talking to one of them on the other line over there, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Exactly. But, okay, so, now I know I asked you, like, about your mom being your manager. Do you think, like, do you think that people treat you different because your mom is your manager versus if you had, like, any other manager? Like, because I know people come up to you constantly trying to, you know, get you to change your management. You know, you can come over here. If you haven't, you will.
Right.
Well, but no one has really came to me and asked. And, you know, I feel like my relationship is just so strong. You know, I don't really think it matters. My mom is my manager and also my mother. And it's a bond that just couldn't be replaced by any other manager.
Right, right. And see, and that's beautiful. And I'm glad, I wanted to see where your head was because, you know, they're going to try you. They are definitely going to try you. But I'm going to, let's see, we got 10 minutes left in the show. If anybody has any comments or questions, you can, you know, give us a call, 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. And I want to get into some a new Wyclef track featuring Troy Avenue. Let's see how you guys like this. Hump Day Wednesday, TM Hyman Radio Live.
Seven hours, I got seven nights. joyful noise. My papa always told me, stand for the truth. Even when they goon up like them Toto Magoots, I'm back in the lab, predicates and adverbs. Your man did. See the power of words? And that's nuclear, mass hysteria, Ahmadinejad, North Korea. You getting money, watch your paper chase. Every third and fourth person is CIA. Every fifth and sixth person is CIA. Your best friend that turned six to put you away. I'm just trying to show a better way. Every other day with an AK frame. Ambush, I was looking like they're falling every day. Ambush, I was looking like they're falling every day. I keep a lightsaber, Luke Skywalker. I'm flying off the ropes, Jimmy Fly Snooker. And I keep two girls, Jack Tripper. Yo, Clem, can the brother get some stacks with ya? And I stay on that side of the hill. My mind playing tricks like a bush with fear. It's a shower, the world is over. It costs the dance, posting over with the Costa Nostra. I'm just trying to show a better way. Every other day.
You're always being here first. Worldwide. TM Hymen Radio Live. Yes, 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 yes. Thank y'all for rocking with us tonight. Hot Chocolate is back with us. Hello, dear.
Told you I would be back.
I know that.
Oh.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Fade bright.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
okay.
Whatever, man.
Trayvon, before we get out of here, hon, give us your contact information and how people can get in contact with you, how they can listen to your music and follow you. And, of course, you're always welcome back here on the TM Hymen Radio Live show.
Anytime.
All right. Thank you so much. Well, first off, I would like to say thank you guys. You guys are quite the host, and I really appreciate being on this radio. And once again, you can contact me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, as well as SoundCloud under Trayvon's Music, YouTube, Trayvon's Music 1, and my website is trayvonsmusic.com. You can also check out my new album, entitled Dreams, under iTunes. Be sure to check that out.
Oh, Bobby, and thank you for joining us. Y'all go ahead and take us home.
All right, well, you know my rule. You know my rules. If you can't be good, be good at it.
As usual. Join us Friday night, where we will, as usual, be running back the news and entertainment of the week. It will be, of course, myself, Hot Chocolate, the General T.M. Hymen, that dude right there, Save James, and the beautiful Madam CeeLo Boston. We are real people.
Beautiful, boy.
T.M. Hymen. Good night, everybody. So what you said, I'm not even going to ask. Good night.
Yo, we're going to get out of here. Yes, check us out on Friday night. And we're going to get out of here with some Amy Winehouse. Thank you, Cody. Good night.
I never want you to be my man.
The proofread. I spit some untruths to dumb fools and groupies. Fun to punctuate, pronunciate the funds I make, a monster take, put in your face. Oh, mama, say you not a floozy, then excuse me. Before I talk my style, introduce me, get your name and phone number like 123. Y'all know the story, y'all know the commentary. I kick the narrative, this is legendary. The good Samaritan, hood thespian, like a polygamist with a twist. Will I marry again? Maybe, I guess. I hold a lady interest I just met, the love scholar, she the teacher's pet. Every other eve we meet and make each other sweat. I feel triumphant, no strings, just a fling to have fun with. I'll be out in London, Camden, hunting for the answers. Why did God take away the homie? I can't stand it, I'm a firm believer that we all meet up in eternity. Just hope the big man show me some courtesy. Why? Cause I'm deemed a heartbreaker like smoke. Girls linger around a player. Yeah, 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 yeah.
I never wanted you to be my